20 Day Fiancé.
Hello, I am the absolute queen of Ukrainian TikTok sketch comedy videos. You might remember me from such classics like Ukrainian Moms Be Like or You Not Ukrainian If. And actually, who could forget my favorite, Kakdila. That was a huge hit across the world. And I just thank all of my viewers, all of my followers and subscribers for having me. Yes, it's at The Sophia on TikTok, but you know me as Sophia Alexandra.
Wow. This is truly an honor. Thank you so much for doing the show.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of crazy that you're here because, as everyone knows, I am the king of Japanese TikTok. And you might remember me from such hits as This Is What Japanese People Drive Like, and also ordering at a Japanese restaurant, LOL. That, I believe, is my biggest hit.
Okay.
And also, this one didn't get as many views, but it was like Japanese Moms Be Like. And it's just a long montage of my mom hitting me. So it didn't do well. But anyway, I'm Miles Gray.
Too real. And welcome to this show for 20 Day Fiancé.
A podcast where we discuss our favorite reality show, 90 Day Fiancé, and its various iterations. And today we're discussing the original 90 Day Fiancé.
Smoking season. The OG, as we say.
The OG.
I am smoking some, it's not OG, but it's an indica because I like to get, you know, faded to be able to like really look at the matrix of the show.
Excuse me. I'm also, truth be told, I'm having a bit of a beverage this evening.
It's actually Japanese, Blackanese, whatever, be like drinking whiskey highballs a lot. So I just, I'm drinking whiskey. Anyway. All that to say, we're turning up. In fact, let me spark my joint.
That feels right.
Feels very right. And I, you know, people know this. I don't like to smoke on mic, you know, or on anything except for a chair or a couch. But for this show, we're going to talk about season 8, episode 6, The Real You. The Real You. Who are you really? Who am I seeing? Is this who you told me you were when we dated? Or is this some other thing? I'm a little disappointed that Julia and Brandon are not in this episode.
Yeah, it's not as good without them. And
not as good. Big fans of the show, too.
Shout out to Julia and Brandon, who made an appearance on our 420 Day Fiancé Instagram.
Did you tag them in that pic?
I did not.
Okay, so they're just out here. They fuck with the culture. You know, shout out to y'all.
I
hashtag
Julia and Brandon, so they might follow the hashtag.
Well, that's a million points to y'all. And honestly, again, we'll always fight for your right to come in silence. Please come on the show. We would love to actually discuss this. Where do y'all fuck, and why don't you fuck by the goats?
We need to know about everywhere that you fuck on the farm. Okay?
Yeah, I get
come
it.
On,
we've all been in that. We've all been in the dirt. Yeah, exactly. We need to know. Like, what's the farm like? What's Dinwiddie, Virginia really like? You know what I mean? All that to say, open invitation for the lovely couple, Brandon Gibbs,
Юлічка.
Exactly.
Приди на наш шоу, пожалуйста.
Exactly. Пожалуйста. You know what I mean? Let's come on.
We want to talk to y'all.
It's all good. You know, we'll let you know. We'll roll out the red carpet. You know what I mean? We'll be like, about to enter the show. You know, anyway. Oh my God. I'm so sorry. I'm high, Brian. I just hit all the shit.
That's a 420 day, 420K bonus.
Wow. I freaked out. Anyway, so let's talk about the show.
Yeah.
The Real You. Mike and Natalie, we start off. Another one of your compatriots, Natalie. And she's having a hard fucking time right now.
I love that she's been there for 2 weeks and she did not unpack. And when she said that, I expected to at least see like a crack in one of the suitcases, like they were cracked open. That shit was sealed.
That shit was zipped up, ready to go, like J-Lo in Enough. like, I couldn't believe. I was like, what's going on? Do you want to be here?
She had more locks on that shit than that Paris bridge that they had to cut him off of.
And I just want to say, is her cheek makeup a little too aggressive in her confessional, or is my monitor tripping?
No, you're right. It wasn't good. It was too much.
What's that called? Cheek makeup. It's like,
I think she had like a little bit too much bronzer in it's addition like she was to doing her this. Blush. Like the
I know
highlighter,
you can't see what I'm doing, but I'm mimicking when you're what I remember.
You're like slapping it on.
Yeah, just with the brush, hitting it.
Yeah, it was a little much.
So that's fine. I'm just saying, I wanted to make sure my computer screen was fine. And that's not being shady. That's just being aggressively petty out in the open and using the monitor as an excuse. But I will say this. I love how when she looks like she's cooking a really nice meal, like there's courses or there's multiple elements. Cause you know, well, I watch the show High and Hungry.
I gotta say, I was very concerned because I couldn't tell what she was making the whole meal.
Me too. I know that.
I was like very concerned. I was like, I don't know what this is. She's rolling something. Is it an omelet? Is it a dough? I didn't know. And then later, ooh, I rhymed. She said that it was croissants.
It's a rhyme bonus.
And that shit was not a croissant, okay? I've seen croissants.
Which one was
before.
A croissant?
What she thought that doughy thing was. You just roll a bunch of dough? That doesn't make it a croissant.
Wait. I'm sorry. What thing?
You fucking heard me.
That bread
she thought that weird rolled bread was a croissant.
Oh, fuck no.
Yeah.
No.
Did you
Hurry
laminate?
Up with my damn croissant.
Ho, did you laminate? I don't think you laminated that fucking dough,
what
did you?
No,
is it flaky on top? No.
That shit duller than a selfie with a corpse. You know what I mean? I don't know what is going on with there was nothing on there. That was not. Don't even use that word. That's fucked up. Hurry up with my damn croissant.
Mm-hmm,
okay. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And because that was a breadstick. I thought it was a breadstick. I honestly
yeah,
was like, she made
is
her breakfast.
This bitch part-timing at Olive Garden. That is what it looked like.
Hey, even Olive Garden's breadsticks, like that's just, that, those were weird. I was hoping
Whatever
you were going to tell me what
was
that was.
Not right. And it was not a croissant.
That was a fucking croissant?
That's what she said, but I think she meant regalik, which is not what that is.
What is that?
It's like a
red
shape.
Garlic?
It's like, no.
You said red garlic? Red garland? The piano
no,
player?
It's like, type in R-O-G-A-L-I-K.
Oh, okay. That looked like a little croissant.
You see what I'm saying? It's the shape, but it bears no resemblance.
Damn, rugula.
Yeah.
Like,
but,
from the, yeah, different, but the same sort of idea behind
yes.
it. They're called,
it's
right,
like
right.
not nearly as good as rugula. Because
no. But this
is Jewish,
okay,
but
croissant comes up. Anyway, we're
anyway,
getting too caught up in food because we're starving. But
as always,
that's what we
anyway,
do for the art.
That food was weird. Also, you're saying you're healthy. You're making a bunch of croissants for breakfast. Okay, you tripping now.
Well, there was
and
like
then she
a
tells
kale
them
bowl.
Low key. She like.
Oh,
fat shames
not low key.
Him.
Not low
she
key.
She high key fat shames him. She says, "I need to gain weight. You need to lose weight."
Right, and she was talking to him like a patient who came in for liposuction. When she's like, "You will look gorgeous. I promise you."
Like, yeah, it sounded like she's about to tack on some Botox just because, you know, to round out the whole package.
She's like, I'm so happy you are serious about your diet. You will look gorgeous. I promise you. Guaranteed. Nothing
goes,
tastes
oh my,
better than how skinny feels.
My,
nothing tastes.
Michael,
nothing.
Such a good you are.
Yeah, so good you are. But that's cool. And then we move on to the fact that she has nowhere to put her clothes. Although, look, Ma, you're not trying to leave. You got your shit packed and ready to go. Like, them fucking, you about to hear some shit go off. Like, hold on, what? We got, I'm sorry. Sorry, Mike. I'm up out of here. She wants drawers. She does not want to hang any of her clothes. She wants to have things, as she says, shelves, but she's talking about drawers. She'd rather have things in a dresser folded than hanging from hangers. Sophia, what is your take on that?
I understand. Because she's saying she brought a lot of like little tight sweaters and that shit gets stretched out, especially because he's going to have non-good hangers. You know what I mean? So the hangers will stretch out the shoulders. Not worth it. You want to fold that. She's saying it's fucking middle of winter and squim. What am I going to wear a dress? She's like, no, I just need to a place to fold my jeans and my five turtlenecks.
Maxi dress. What's
no,
maxi
dude.
Dress?
That's a dress that goes all the way down to the floor, but it's not. A
That's what maxi means?
Yeah.
So what about the pad? Does that go to the floor too?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a path that starts at your coochie and it ends at your toes.
Just trying to check my logic there. Just want to make sure it's sound. Okay. Thank you. And because you know what, everybody, don't be ashamed to ask questions. That's how you learn. That's how you learn. Don't be ashamed. It's okay to admit you don't know something. It's okay to admit you don't know fuck all. So, yes. She's definitely, I get it. You know, don't put your shit in there. Also, the other thing that is the real fact here is that the closet stinks like shit, according to her. She's like, yo, your closet just smells like straight shit, my man.
I like that she goes, the smell, it's not nice.
Yeah.
I do not know what it is, but.
It doesn't smell in there. What are you talking about?
I don't like it.
Are you sure?
It is not
it's fine. Look, no, I don't smell anything. What do you smell? What are you saying you smell? There's nothing here. You said it smells like wet flour? Huh? Like cum? I don't know. Really?
You know what I bet it is? I bet it's old cat piss.
Oh, yep.
From when he was like not home and his cat was like mad.
Yep. Yep.
I'm telling you. That's old piss.
I know that.
For sure.
Look, I own cats. I know what's up. I know how they will retaliate on you. Take you to the brink. With their fucking asymmetrical warfare that they engage in. No. But yeah, that's exactly. Because that is one of them things. Oh, you know what? That is so right. I'm really following the logic of this, right? Because if it's the cat, then he has to admit that his cat pisses everywhere. Because it's probably not just there. The cat pisses everywhere.
And yeah, he has carpet.
Right. And
I just threw up all over my
And
kids.
He loves his cat. Remember, Arya is his number one baby boo boo ba ba. He's always like, come here, BB. Let's get boo boo and bye bye. And there's no way if he admits to that, then he would have to be like, oh, this cat is contributing to a negative environment. So he has to straight up be like, no, I don't smell nothing. Even though his like eyes are watering and all his nose hairs have fallen out from the ammonia of the cat pee. I don't know. Huh? Uncle Bo had a full grill when he moved in. I don't know what happened. That probably nothing to do with the cat piss or. Oh, what? A blood vessel keeps popping in my eye? Oh. It's weird. Nope, don't smell anything here. Look. It's like hurting him.
She found out all of a sudden why he works 3 hours away. He's just trying to get away from the smell. But she's like, I don't understand why you drive 3 hours to.
Because first of all, it takes 3 hours
on the way back
for my nasal.
He just needs to recover.
Yeah, I get to neutral after 3 hours of not piss air. So then I show up to work and I'm not crying from all the noxious fumes I've been inhaling all night. It's very complicated. Anyway, so yeah, the other part was interesting is that, you know, Natalie then says she confesses that she was like, yo, he's kind of being weird and whack to me. But then she's like, but also like, maybe I deserve it because I caused him a lot of pain.
I think she's saying I'm a pain in the ass.
Right. Or is she referencing up until this point? Because remember, he went to Ukraine ready. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And shit just fell apart. Not that it's her fault, because obviously they both didn't know that she is one who follows Christ and he is one who knows that
the truth is out there.
So how do you circle a square, though? Seriously, Scully. How do you circle a square? Think about that. Pythagoras? Christ? Anyway, I was wondering if that's a reference to that, because that ended very weird with her giving the ring back and throwing that shit, because that kind of basically fucked everything up. And then he was also stupid, so I don't know. They basically are not meant to be together. How about that?
I don't know if they're not meant to be together, but I do know that when someone is hanging out at your home and they say, it's boring. It's so boring. I want to die. That couple,
yeah,
might not be destined
for sure
to be together.
At least we got a nice cameo from Nelia.
Oh, Nelichka. Oh, she's so sweet. She was so cute and caring. Oh, I love her.
And the Wi-Fi was. I'm gonna say the Wi-Fi was choppy and squim because I knew they weren't gonna wrong a fucking icon like Nelia like that with some shit lighting and choppy video.
It was really hard to understand what she was saying.
Like yeah, what did they say?
I actually had to try to read the subtitles.
I didn't read the subtitles because what I did was I acted like an American who marries like a person from abroad and tunes out when a language that isn't English being spoken and then go, what'd they say?
Max does that, but now he can like pick up certain things. So he'll be like, was it about this? And then he's all excited there you go. When he's right.
Because he knows, you know, you got to know them verbs and shit and nouns. And you start being, oh shit, okay, I know that. Okay, I know alcohol. Okay, I know. So, but it seemed pretty straightforward. She's not doing well there. Nelly is very optimistic.
But she also was like, where's the ring at? And then surprise, Natalie mama. Got all embarrassed because she doesn't have the ring back yet. And it's like, well, maybe he'd give you the ring back if you unpack. Damn.
Right.
It's like she acts like he's not doing the stuff to make her feel secure. But it's like she also hasn't really been.
Yeah. There couldn't be more of a clear manifestation of the fact that you are not settling there than to not even unpack your bags after weeks of being there. Like.
And it does clearly, like, she was being really sweet by making breakfast and saying, like, she wanted to do nice things for him because he took her to the waterfall. But it does seem like so far the only places she's been happy are not at his house.
Right.
It's like when he took her away to somewhere like Seattle and the hotel or the waterfall on the hotel. Right. And it's because, like, she moved from a city to live out in the country with nothing there. So I don't know how she's going to resolve this considering, like, she knows he can't afford to move.
Well, that's the thing. Like, with them together, you know, when they're dating, it's one thing. Your vibe is always we're together and none of us have to go to work and yeah. We are just enjoying the fuck out of everything. We're gonna eat, we're gonna travel, blah blah blah. There ain't nobody working, ain't nobody having to go to work. We just
ain't
in each other's
working.
Ain't nobody working. And would then cut to what your life is, and now it's completely different. Like, you are not even, first of all, this motherfucker is fucking with the truth, Ruth, and has to go. He's gone all fucking day. So now your relationship has been reduced to watching really cool Alex Jones videos and, you know, being by yourself and, you know, just being critical about his diet. Like, it's just a completely different vibe. So I get, like, why. But I guess that's the thing. Like, you have to take those things into consideration because unless this person is a retired trillionaire, there is going to be some level of, like, the toil of day-to-day life that is actually introduced as a dimension of your relationship.
And I know she wants to have a baby, and I'm like, is she thinking about the fact that her and that baby are just going to be in the country by themselves the whole fucking time?
I hope Nelly gets a grandchild.
I know. I want that for her, too.
I panicked for... When she's like, you know, my mom's not getting any younger. I was like,
I know.
That's so
I'm like,
right.
Don't say that. Stop
and I'm like,
it.
I'm thinking about my own mom. Shut the fuck up, Natalie. Shut the fuck up.
I thought the same thing.
Shut the fuck up.
Good man.
Shut the fuck up.
He's getting older. He's going to be a chicken grandpa soon.
My grandma is going to be so old. She's going to need some chicken, man. But seriously, shut up, Natalie. Don't remind me that my mom, she still don't have a grandbaby. Just,
Stop!
I'm on drugs a lot of the time, so let me just vibe for a second longer and also deal with the trauma of your divorce. Now, back to the show. Yara and Jovi. let's take a quick break, and we're going to be right back.
That's fine.
We'll be right back.
420 Day Fiancé. America's so fucking tight. America.
And we're back. We were tripping earlier. I don't know what that was. Sorry about that. That'll never happen again.
Happen again. We don't have
fiancé. Wow. That's why you don't have... People thinking of shut the fuck up, Natalie. I get my mom not getting any younger. You think I don't know that? You think I don't always know her birth year and subtract that against the year it is now?
Don't ever talk to me about my mom aging again.
That's wild, though.
you know, mortality and all that. Anyway, welcome to the year 2021.
That is why we smoke. Stop it.
People like be like, yo, turn this podcast off. This ain't what I pay for. I know. You know what? That's a too real penalty on us. But back to this.
Yara and Jovi.
Now, Yara's a queen, obviously. I love, you know what? Shout out to you. I don't know what it is. You make me smile because she's also so naive and in this like really pure way that is just so funny to me, an innocent way. So Jovi's up out of here. He has to go to Guyana, I guess, to, you know, work on his underwater robots and shit.
Yeah.
Cool. I guess that's how you'll pay for your wonderful apartment. Well, we forgot to mention. I don't know what you
think he does under there, but I'm picturing him building like a half fish, half robot.
I picture him fucking a bunch of starfish.
Why not both?
Yeah. Like, it's sick. And they're like, hey, man, why do you keep bringing Jovi in here? And he's like, he's the only guy who knows how to work this equipment, man. It's like, yeah, but he's almost like making us watch him have sex with the crustaceans down there. It's really fucking weird. And then he comes back like nothing happened. He always acts like he just is like, hey, so that was a pretty good installation today, huh, boys? All right, man. Where's the White Claw? Cool, man. So where are you from, man? Kansas? That's cool. That's really cool, man. All right. Like, we didn't just watch him have a bunch of stuff. Whatever. Where the fuck are we anymore?
His nickname at work's Anemone Dick.
An enemy of the state. Yeah, it's really something else. So, yeah, he's got to go. She hates that he's leaving. She's like, the feeling of impending loneliness is very vivid for her. She's, you know, as she would be, anyone should be when you're moving to an entirely new country.
Jovi, I'm going to miss you, Jovi. I miss you and all of your hundreds of teeth, Jovi. Jovi, I miss you drinking when you're not supposed to be drinking, Jovi.
I gotta go though, Yara.
I miss when we go on the street and the stranger throws up on my shoe. Well, Jovi, I miss it. Jovi, look, you see my jacket? I buy a leather jacket and I do writings on it. Sometimes it's many fonts, Jovi. Sometimes it's a drawing of an eye, Jovi. Jovi, you like my jacket, Jovi?
What did it say? Like, I am strong or something?
No,
it said,
I dare you.
Yep. You know what, though?
Jovi, about that school shit, though. Culture, Jovi, no?
She's Luminati.
Jovi, you say, see the eye. You think, oh, this smart. This cool jacket, Jovi.
Jovi.
Jovi, this eye Luminati, is watching Jovi. You, Jovi, when you're in Guyana, Jovi.
Yeah.
Keep your dick dry, Jovi.
Literally.
I out the watching ocean. You, Jovi. I get it, Jovi. Look at my jacket, shit. Jovi.
Fucking JoJo. Please, Jovi. So yeah, someone did puke
How
on her
shoes.
How
much are you gonna miss me, Jovi? How much in dollars?
How many dollars? Numerically.
How many dollars, Jovi?
And he's like, what? She's like, I'm joking. Come on, Jovi.
Jovi,
you
miss me in euro, Jovi?
But I am gonna try and hack your bank account when you're out.
How many saving bonds you miss me, Jovi?
how many Bitcoin you miss me, Jovi? Oh, and don't Jovi. Say a fraction of one. Better be multiple Bitcoin.
Jovi, you miss me controlling state in the company? Stake in the company, Jovi?
Please? So I'm going to start a wonderful beauty salon? So somebody
Jovi, my
shoes.
Dream is I do makeup, okay? Jovi, no one throws up on my shoes, okay, Jovi? I never hang out with your friend Laura again, because why she says bad things about you, Jovi?
Is it Laura or Sarah?
I don't care. She okay. died not going to
Well, Yara,
be
it's kind of important. Sarah's one of my good friends. You should know
I
her name.
I said I'm not going to be best friends with her. I just hang out with her because I have nobody else. I said this
Because
already,
it's convenient.
Jovi, I get nails done, okay? I do this even if she was chair, okay? I go with anyone.
If she was a chimpanzee, I don't give a fuck.
Jovi, if she was crocodile, I go do nails with her, Jovi.
Even if she was swamp thing, Jovi, I don't care.
Jovi, she has swamp taste like you. I cannot be friends. But this salon was nice. I like salon.
What was her nice, her reusable shopping bag Sarah was rocking as a purse? I don't know what that was, honey, but...
You was stealing it.
It said channel, I guess. I don't know what brand that is. Anyway. So the whole thing with that manicure, she was loving it. Or pedicure, really. Because that's...
Yeah.
The massage chairs were hitting.
And yep. Sarah is a messy, messy lady.
Yes, she is. Meow, meow.
I mean, you know what? We love a mess because you came in here not giving a fuck, Sarah. You just got into it like, so what's good? What do you know about Jovi? Let me tell you about his ex. Let me tell you about this. She peed the bed. Oh, but that's before you, not the bed you're sleeping in.
Totally different bed. Don't worry about it. Hey, what you think about strippers?
Huh? What do you mean?
Like, because Jovi definitely has, like, favorite strippers.
Oh.
He used to fuck all of them. He's, like, a regular, not just at the strip club, but, like, at the pussy hotel.
Factory.
And the strippers. That's all I mean.
Yeah, he's a regular at the Nipple Hut. Check him out there. He's always there every night. But yeah, it was a very, you know, telling conversation where she was basically being like, oh, he's kind of trash. I hope you know that. Also, his ex is weird. And what are your plans? Because it's like, how are you going to be with someone who's never around, a mess, a party animal, can't actually respect your needs, doesn't know how to communicate, and can't fuck? I mean, how are you going to deal with all that? I don't even know. And Yara, again, shout out to you, Mom, because you have a vision. You said, well, it's all good if he's out, you know, because here's the deal. I plan on starting, like, you know, something like this. Something like this nail salon. Something like a beauty salon.
I get
salon.
This chair at massage.
Mm-hmm.
Massage my butt while I do makeup. Jovi, who care about Jovi?
And I'll do a more successful beauty salon. So successful, Jovi can quit his J-O-B and be with M-E all the time, okay? That's my plan. That's my
vision.
What,
you think
that's...
he's gonna have baby and not be here? Okay. I don't think so, Jovi.
Fuck out of here, Jovi.
I drown you in swamp first, Jovi.
Jovi, I cut your Achilles tendon and you're sleeping, Jovi. Jovi. You will be immobile, Jovi. You will be immobile. You will be fucking... Oh, misery your ass.
I miss you, Jovi.
Oh, shit, Yara. I got these cool starfish I brought back for you that are cool, actually. That's my gift. These starfish that are in the tank alive.
Jovi, why is they have your sperms on them?
No, that's weird. I think those are coming out of the starfish. Maybe we're related or something. I don't know. That's kind of weird, huh? That's kind of trippy. Anyway, so where's the White Claw? Damn it, you drank all the mango again? You fucking bitch. I'm sorry. I'm going to take the starfish for a walk, Yara. be right. BRB.
Jovi, starfish, they don't walk, Jovi.
I know. Yara, just mind your own, Yara. We have a saying out down here in the swamp. Mind your own, okay? So, yeah. Shout out to Sarah. You're messy. And Yara, but you know what? Yara's also, she's not dumb either. She's like, why is this messy motherfucker just dunking on my mans? Like, what is this?
She asks all the right questions.
Yeah. So I respect, you know, Yara, look, Yara ain't stupid. Although, look, I get that she has a little bit of a, you know, slight, you know what? I'm not even gonna try and shit on that because next thing you know, I'm gonna be the receptionist at the flagship Yara Beauty Salon in Beverly Hills, honey. Okay, so I'm going to just keep my mouth shut.
I think she can be successful. Why not?
Fuck it. A woman that blonde and that white has to be successful.
Are you kidding me? Her blonde hair goes past her butt. You know she's going to be a success.
Shout out to the Vikings for coming through the Dnieper River, y'all. That was one of my favorite parts of history.
Dnieper.
Yeah. Yeppers, for sure.
Yeppers. Dnieper.
Yeppers. Yep.
Yeppers.
Yeppers, for sure. My favorite. Shout out to Assassin's Creed, the video game. So, yeah. We'll see what happens with them. I know Yara's too bossy to get played. So.
Yeah.
I don't feel bad about this. I just like it. I like that she's punking him.
I like her, period. So.
Yeah. Yara, please, another open invitation. Come through.
Come
the fuck through.
Come,
you know what I mean?
The show.
I know your friends are in Ukraine, as you said, but you know what? Some of your homies are out here in the U.S. I was also thinking, like, she could have just, I wonder how many people actually look into, like, expat groups. I feel like that's only happened, like, literally two or three times in the history of this series where someone moves to the United States and actually seeks out an expat community for them to like just have some semblance of community again.
I think it's weird. Like you don't think about it at first. I think it's just like,
really?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't think about that shit.
Huh?
I don't know.
But I think it's a little, I mean, imagine though, if you were like, that is something. Cause if you're all alone, you would be like, where, I mean, at least are there some people speaking Russian I can just fucking vibe with? Like, I don't have to, I can be like, yo, what's up? I just got here. Oh, that's cool. What do you do? Okay, cool. This place wild. Everybody puking and pissing everywhere. Oh, for real?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Cool. And then you can go home and at least like you had some social interaction that like didn't feel stressful, you know, felt familiar. But what do I know?
I think you honestly forget that like shit like that is out there, especially right. when you're like really me focused.
Yeah. Or, you know, producers aren't encouraging it because it's better to just have someone at their most stressed
out. Isolated. Yeah.
Yeah. Just be like, oh my God, this is perfect. Because like, I remember, you know, like even, Asuelu, like he had his little, Samoan volleyball crew. Like he found them real quick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He really did.
So I think it's probably depends on the person really. Because Yara's probably like, I don't want to be around these broke bitches. They don't fuck with floor to ceiling windows. No. No. They said something about double wide. I'm like, well, I'm double the fuck out of here. No. Let's move on to Andrew and Amira, who is, this is the most fucking infuriating.
This is so fucked
shit
up.
Shit I've seen on the
like,
show.
One sentence, which is like, you don't know anything about anything. You gambled with this woman's life. She got detained and now you're like in a hotel by the fucking beach just being like, oh, no one speaks Spanish. I just keep calling them and saying, do you speak Spanish? I'm like, you are fucking the worst partner. You bullied her into doing something incredibly unsafe.
Yeah.
And you don't even know how to take care of the situation. Like you can't find one person that speaks Spanish to do this for you. Like how hard are you trying in that hotel room?
Wit.
You're a fucking idiot.
Honestly, look, you in the worst part also. Wait, is he the one we banished to the worst part? Who did we just put in the worst part? That part?
I think it was him.
Oh, no. It was Joby.
Oh, yeah. Joby for,
yeah,
the,
Joby.
For the miscarriage situation.
Yeah, Joby, you fucking, man. Well, meet your new roommate, Andrew.
Yeah.
The fucking horny LARPer who, fuck, I mean, look.
Also,
I don't mean to take
her
shots at LARPing because I fuck with role playing. But like, you know, this motherfucker is, I'm so angry that he put this woman of color on a plane and because he was so horny and somehow caused some kind of issue. We don't know what yet. And who knows? Maybe she's, again, like we speculated last time, maybe she's trafficking cocaine and they finally got her ass. Griselda 2.0, I don't know. But the way I'm seeing it is she had misgivings about getting on a plane, not only because of the pandemic, but because just trying to subvert these like rules of entering the United States felt uncomfortable. And he was like, no, I fucking hacked the Matrix. Come fuck me in Puerto Vallarta.
I've been on these Facebook groups, so I know what's right. Like,
yeah.
Get the fuck out of here. You risk her situation, her life, her safety. She gets detained. No one can get in touch with her. Then you have the nerve to FaceTime her dad wearing a shirt that's unbuttoned to your fucking belly button.
Yeah.
And
then compliment dad on his shit.
Yeah. Talking about, oh, you look real nice in a shirt.
You have a lovely
tie.
Shirt and a tie on today. Hamdi, nice
what
to meet you for the first time.
What's wrong with you?
My horniness has put your daughter in jeopardy of some kind of who knows what. She's being detained.
This is the other thing, like you're saying, this is your fiance, right? So you're so horny. A, this motherfucker's so stupid, obviously, because he's operating off fucking a cocko pilot and not making any fucking decisions with his real brain. So once he keeps having failed phone call after failed phone call to try and at least understand where she is, who has her in custody, what the circumstances under which she has been taken into custody, just trying to find out anything. He goes, oh God, what do I do? Okay, what I just don't know. Okay, press dos for inglés. Hello? Hola, habla anglais? Like, motherfucker, first of all, I know you've been dealing with a francophone, but you in Mexico where they speak Spanish. And to act so helpless like this idiotic person who has is befuddled at every turn when he goes, tries to use his broken Spanish to navigate a complex immigration issue, not going, gee, I wonder if there's anyone fucking around me who could get on the phone and help me get to the bottom of this because I don't speak Spanish. His problem solving just ends at panicking. It was so fucking weird. I couldn't handle it.
This
I was
screaming.
This
motherfucker didn't even ask the concierge.
I know.
You know what I mean? Like, you didn't even go downstairs.
You just on like, your balcony like, oh my, she was supposed to see this with me.
I hated then go. Him and it made me so mad. And the fact I'm like, ever heard of a consulate, motherfucker? Like, what is your issue that you do nothing? He's awful.
Whatever. And poor Hamdi, man. I don't know if he was so old he didn't know he didn't get off the FaceTime when he said, okay, thank you. He kept his shit together throughout the whole time. This idiot's like, I don't know. Like, I'm trying to figure it out, Hamdi. Like, I'm gonna figure it out. Like, I don't know where to go. Like, don't speak English. If I know anything, I'll tell you, I swear. I just wanted to raw dog your daughter. Is it okay to say that? I don't know. You feel like my dad, but I don't know. And then they hang up. This dude is just dead inside because he doesn't know if his daughter is safe or what the fuck is going on with his daughter, who just basically disappeared.
This fucking piece of shit doesn't even know how to, like, make the dad feel better, to just say some normal shit that is in any way sounds like you're an adult who can take care of a situation.
Yeah. My God.
It's just so maddening.
I'm sorry, Amira, like, please leave him. This man fucked you up. Fucked you over so bad. Honestly, if you want to come out here, I could
figure
it out.
We would love to have you
on.
And we could find someone nice for you.
Yeah, fuck it. I mean,
she's hot.
She's cool. You seem like you got a good heart. I don't know, but again, we'll cut to
she's a Trump supporter.
But whatever. If she's trafficking, whatever. Also, that's cool. I respect the hustle. I'm not gonna knock that. You know, we have it, you know, sometimes 9 to 5 doesn't quench our thirst. And we have to go extra, on the extra crick real quick. So, Amira, I hope this gets sorted out. But this is the most infuriating thing I've seen on the show, hands down. So let's move on, shall we?
Yes.
Rebecca, so much. I love you, Rebecca, so much. You're so perfect, Rebecca. Beautiful. I love you.
Yes, this is good.
Oh, my. So Rebecca and Zied, he's coming home, baby.
This is really boring.
Yeah. And all I have to say is her daughter, Tiffany, and Micah, the daughter's fiance, they're so shady.
That's what I'm saying. They're weird. Your mom's a fucking adult. What are you going to do? Watch her until she has sex with him? Like, what do you think you're going to prevent here?
You know, here's the thing. There's like an age, right, where they, I think because her daughter and Micah are like in their early 20s, mid 20s. 24, because I think he said if he's 20s, I'm 3 years younger. He's 20. Micah said he's 24. They're kind of at that age still where most people, this is a lesson most people don't realize. You have to let people walk their own path. That's just, no matter how much we think we can lay out a case to people and say, I can foresee danger. Sometimes you can, and it's definitely worth trying to intervene. But at a certain point, you will realize that no matter how much pleading you do, how much protecting you do, you cannot help them. And it becomes a burden on you because you still feel that responsibility. And it's actually very liberating sometimes when you realize it's really not your responsibility. And at a certain level, people have to just walk the path to learn that lesson because we want to learn it for them, or we've learned it. And we're like, don't burn yourself. Let me stop you. But they're doing that thing where I understand. It seems like Tiffany is coming from a good place. She doesn't want her mother to get hurt. I'm guessing based on how long ago the other relationship was, this was happening when she was she was younger too, seeing it. And so she really wants to prevent her mom going through that. And it's just one of those things where it's like, dude, you're really exacerbating it by like any issues that could be happening by just hovering and like just investigating the whole time.
Like, let her find out he ain't shit. Hovering, mm-hmm. like, not letting him penetrate your mom isn't going to fucking solve that.
Right.
It's going to happen. It's like Brandon and Julia's parents. The fucking will happen. Step off.
The fucking
off.
Will happen. Let
Step
them fuck.
Off. Let her figure them it fuck.
Out. Fuck
Let
around
my
and find out.
People fuck.
Thank you. That's all we're saying. And Ziad, I get it. You're like, man, this dude's gonna play video games all day. He don't know what the fuck he wants to do. Oh, he got a HVAC plumbing like certificate over there. I don't know if that's gonna get him a job out here. Also, plus pandemic is about to hit. So not that they know
but
that.
Also, but also he totally was not interested in having a job.
No. He's also like totally, I mean, it's also like as much as I think we've seen how he behaves and their relationship is like, it's whatever, not very, doesn't seemingly not that very deep, but like the, it's a weird place for him to be in getting off the plane and be like, no, we're going to this Chili's and having appetizers and we're going to fucking cross examine you. Like, yo, let him have a couple fucking seconds.
Anytime they make anyone do anything after getting off the plane, I'm like, you are a fucking savage. Let the person get like
right
fucking their bearings first.
Let them. Yeah, exactly. Let them do whatever the fuck they got
to
do. It's
they need to take
stupid.
A shit at the hotel. They need to like oh have a chance God. To shower. Come yes. on. Why are you doing this?
Here's the thing, y'all. You don't know about me. I don't shit unless I'm at home. So let me tell you something. I've been on a fucking 18-hour flight to get here. I didn't shit on the plane. I didn't shit at the airport. My vision was to shit at the fucking sick-ass loft with Xbox. I was gonna shit there. And now you got me fucking eating meatballs and what are these called?
I can eat.
Cheese sticks? A stick du fromage?
Oh, fromage.
I love stick du fromage frites.
I like a lot.
Is this so fromage frites? Hey, I love it.
I love it as much as Rebecca.
Perfect, 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 perfect. He
Rebecca,
was so
put these fromage sticks on a mug for me and a mouse pad, please, and a towel. Could it please come with matching socks?
But she makes those, not him. Remember, she's the old person
well,
who likes to
asking,
put.
He's asking for her to make them.
I want to tell you this, Zia. Yeah, there's better merch out there. However, get you. Also, did you see his necklace? It looked like a barbell piercing, like jewelry, but like that was the jewel on his chain.
Yeah, I couldn't see what that was really.
Okay. Anyway, that's all I have to say about that.
Yeah, it was pretty boring.
Yeah. I mean, sure, other things happened, but like, really, did they? Who knows? Let's take a break, and we'll be back.
Full 20 Day Fiancé. America's so fucking tight. America.
And we're back. And it's time to check in with Tarzell, Tarzel, Tariq, and Hazel.
Tarzell Records.
Oh, Tarzell Records?
That's right.
Hell yeah. You know, they're getting ready for his daughter, Ari, to come home. This is where we're sort of leaving off. This is a very serious relationship. Like, as much... You know, like, I can't, like, there's not fun to this one because there's children involved.
No, there is fun. There's fun because like, she's bi. Meow.
But meow. And when are we going to see that? Because right now we're seeing, like, an overwhelmed woman adjusting to becoming a stepmother in a new country where the concept of gift giving is even foreign to her because of, like, what was even, like, possible to her financially. What else do you have to say? Because that's all I saw and I couldn't find it in
okay.
me
to I'm
even
sorry.
Freestyle.
I thought that her and Ari hugging was adorable, and I thought you could maybe tell us how you felt about it, Tariq.
Oh, shit. Hey, Ari. And Hazel. Ma, I know you didn't really sign up to be a stepmom. Now you trying to do a step job. I want to make sure that you are the best mom. Cause I know my little girl kinda got special needs and you didn't really ask to be in this position, but please tell me that you like the barbecue cause I got it out of styrofoam. I'm not really mad at you.
I don't know where to even go cause it's too heavy, really. The whole thing was overwhelming for me.
Yeah, I felt like there was no joy or rhymes in that rhyme.
I mean, the best part, I think the funniest part was when she said, he's like, oh, this is cone bread. And she said, cone bread? And I was like, yeah, okay. That was something. And then back to the adjusting period. Yeah, I don't know. There's something so sincere about Hazel that is really disarming in a way that I'm like just trying to like watch her make sense of everything, because she does seem still seems very uncomfortable.
To me, what I saw was like the promise of her and Ari getting along, because Ari really took to her.
Oh, 100%.
Which I was like, yes. To me, that was a huge relief, because kids generally don't take to stepmoms. Much.
No, hell no.
Not to mention kids that might have special needs and not be exposed to that many strangers or like big changes. So I don't know. I thought it was like pretty adorable that the hugging and the drawing was happening like right away. And she clearly felt really comfortable with her.
Exactly.
The thing that obviously was heartbreaking is it was reminding Hazel of her own son and how she's not with him. So in that way, I'm like, yes, this is all entirely too real. Because
right.
Even a second ago, I was very hopeful, and now I'm sad.
And but you're like,
still,
right.
Then I was hopeful again, because I'm like, well, in a year, maybe the son will move to here. And then
it's like a
Ari
year?
Will have a brother. And then I was like, oh, what if she doesn't like having a brother? And then I was like, Sophia, you need to smoke less weed.
Yeah, seriously.
Why are you the planning these people's lives right now?
They're all angels from heaven. And in heaven, all the angels get along. Not to be morbid.
I love, how do you like American barbecue? Long ass pause.
Yo, I don't like that.
She didn't know what to do about it. But it's all new. So it's like, yeah.
But Filipinos, they grill and shit. You know what I mean? They got, not like the same way. But like
glazes and stuff and sauces be different.
Yeah, I'm curious to know. I really want to know where they went. Because I'm a barbecue fucking snob.
Yeah,
I'm
but do lie. You think? I thought that they made stuff. You didn't think so?
What do you
I
mean?
Just thought like maybe the family made food and
No.
They ordered.
You know,
I am
fucking clocking 10 for the fucking food. Always. I always have my eye out on the food. What they
watch,
you know.
Clockington. Tell me more.
Well, let me tell you what's Clockington. Miss Bridgerton, Lady Bridgerton. What has happened? He was emptying shit from styrofoam. Like he got takeout, so
I missed that. I probably wasn't looking at that.
Yeah.
Remember everyone having the plates of food.
He was entering. Was like, he was emptying black styrofoam containers. I remember black styrofoam because it was very vivid to me. And that's when the cornbread and all that shit was going down. And that's what made me curious. If was it dry? Was it dry brisket? Was that pulled pork? Were there ribs? Were they baby back ribs? Were they beef ribs? What are
I'm
they?
I'm way into baby spare back ribs? Over beef.
Oh, yeah. No, hell no. I mean, you got to have baby.
That's stupid.
Well,
baby back,
I mean,
is perfect.
Look, beef ribs are meaty. You know what I mean? They're delicious like that. They're different things. But when you just want to kind of get through that.
You got to go baby back.
Give them poke ribs. Hey, yes. Because, you know, I say this because my grandfather, he's a, you know, he threw down on the barbecue. And I always talk about this. This motherfucker, he had a barbecue shop on Slauson and Overhill.
Yeah, I wish I had eaten that.
Yeah, well. Oh, you know what's funny? Because we still have him make the sauce and shit like that, even though he's 93 now. But we make once the sauce is really what sets shit apart.
You got the recipe, though.
Oh, yeah. I remember years ago, I've videotaped him making the sauce because like a lot of the shit
fucking
is eyeballed.
King.
It's not,
yes.
It's not like written. It's not like a cup of this. It's like, nah, let me put this shit. I remember putting the whole thing of this in there, that, and then I cook it till it tastes like this.
Yeah. Same with how my mom cooks. She doesn't get recipes.
It's freestyle. Right. Yeah. Cause it's like at that point you actually know what the amounts mean to the flavor. And
exactly.
You know, shout out to the vibologists.
That's why I won't ever make borscht, because my mom won't teach me the quantities. I just have to watch.
Well, document
it.
That's why you have to document it to even look. Because, you know, it'll be like this much, and then you can be like, okay, use the full bottle so I know you pour, I can subtract what the volume is of what you did.
I think that's what I got to do, is I got
to
videotape.
You have to be, you have to set it up so they don't realize you've actually figured out all the amounts, because everything's a full bottle.
Exactly.
This is
a good idea.
And that's how you hack your immigrant parents or whoever's secret recipes that aren't written down. Give them full containers of all the shit and then subtract. And that is
one time I made my mom write down the recipe, and this bitch straight up was like,
sabotage.
Some.
Or she just didn't know how to write it down.
She just said some. She'd be like, some flour. I'd be like, why did you write this down? I wanted the recipe so I could do it. And she's like, yeah, I don't know. I just been making it for so long.
Hold on, it says,
okay, but.
It says some oil, some flour, some garlic, some salt, some pepper, some chicken. Okay. Fuck.
I was like, I know some what the eggs? Ingredients are.
Are they beaten? Are they the yolks? Are they the egg whites? What am I? Some
what
eggs.
What goes
and
in
some
first?
Eggs?
For how long? Can
oh,
you
now
tell
you're getting philosophical.
Anything?
What goes in first, the chicken or that? Okay, come on now. Just let me be. So, yeah, his friends come over and they're really cool, though. They're really like they really get through to Hazel and she feels so comfortable and like she's so touched by the gift that she receives. And it's just nice to see like things are moving in a positive direction. Although, you know, it's hard because.
Baby girl. I've been doing dirt, I've been hitting up Minty, I've been horny all night on Sprint B, trying to text her from the Philippines, got the bill back, oh my god, I don't have the means to pay for a bill like that, shouldn't have fucked around on your back.
So, you know, he's mentioning he been hitting up Minty. What's he gonna do? He feels so bad, he's like, hey, I don't want to overwhelm her because she's, like, she's adjusting. There's everything going on.
She's trying to get used to barbecue right now. Yeah, I cannot overwhelm her.
I can't tell her that I brought the third back in there. Oh.
Oh, word. Fucked around with you. Texted the third. Said, what's good with your ma? Pandemic over here got me feeling like I just.
What are you going to do? What is he going to do? How does he think she's going to respond? She's not going to respond positive. She banished Minty.
She's like, I considered you for our third, and then I said no thank you.
Yeah.
So what the fuck are you doing back up in my man's phone?
Do you think Hazel will get with a white woman? What kind of American woman?
What's her type?
What's her first American woman?
American woman.
Like, what's she going
to
do?
Want to lick my clit? American woman,
ooh.
Won't you suck my tit? That's a good rhyme.
Yeah, well, let's keep workshopping that, and we'll unveil that song in the next episode. but for her lover, what kind of lover will she take? Will we see her take a lover? Is she, I mean, will she as a mom, I can't imagine her doing some shit, like making out on, like doing some dumb, I don't know, like if producers could be like, y'all should do threesome makeout for camera. Like, I don't think the show's going to go there.
Damn. I don't
you know. Have you thought about that? Like, it
I
going
have not.
There? Or being... Because they don't
so
really
shy.
Show people...
It's
they never show
wild.
People, like, make out. They show people, like, peck. And then a door closes. You know? Mm. Unless it was, obviously...
Unless it's a dude and his mom.
Well, it was Ericker. You know what I mean? And, you know, Stephanie, my stepdaughter, was down there. They were doing weird stuff in the bathtub down there in Australia. Telling you, Magda, it was weird. I'm not going
to... Who was the one that kissed his mom on the lips? Asuelu.
Who kissed his mother on the lips? Oh, Asuelu? Yeah.
Remember that?
I mean...
That was a serious makeup.
Somehow the least room... Oh, my God. Yes.
Like,
yes.
You forgot that.
Oh, my. You know what? I tried to put that shit out of my mind. You know what I mean? Already, there was so much shit that went down in the last even fucking 3 months that I don't, you brought that from the depths of my fucking soul.
If I have to live haunted, so do you.
No, that's fair. That's only fair. We decided to embark on this journey together, and I shouldn't leave you behind to be left with the memory of that.
Exactly.
Mommy and me make out. They were fucking. Like we used to say in the valley, they were scamming. You know what I mean? They were straight scamming, bro.
I remember scamming.
They were scamming.
Oh my God.
Dude, all they right. scammed. He scammed his mom, bro. What
Yo,
the fuck, bro?
Speaking of scamming.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to move on to Stephanie and Ryan?
Yeah. We have to.
What this bitch calling him sounding like his mom and shit.
Power stroller.
He better call me back.
Oh, shit. Okay.
I just want to know that you're okay.
Okay.
Fine.
Did you wear a sweater when you went out earlier?
The low was 72.
Call your grandma.
Okay, fuck. Sorry.
Yo, what the fuck was her outfit? What the fuck was that white top and those shorts?
Yo, that sheer thing that...
With just the little lace on the titties and then the
big old balloon sleeves. Exposed the collar like she's some kind of, you know, thought from Bridgerton. That's what that was. She looked like a thotty Bridgerton character because it was weird.
At the top and at the bottom, she looked like a Newport Beach mom. And it was just weird as hell.
The white shorts rolled up? Mm-mm. I mean, look, if it's 2001, okay. Yeah, I feel that.
I'm sorry. Very rarely are white shorts okay.
That's why I was specific with the year. Never said it was okay across the board. Very specific time. It was right before 9/11. Right before 9/11 changed white shorts.
Not appropriate.
A lot of people don't talk about that.
White shorts did 9/11.
Well, not just that. I mean, look. If you want to, we can look. But what 9/11 did to white shorts? Think about it.
We may never recover as a country.
I mean, unless it's part of your athletic uniform, it ain't happening.
Nope.
No, sorry. Devin Sawi, who I found out is Canadian.
Devin Sawa. Really? That makes sense.
I know.
And I was watching, what's that? Final Destination?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I think he's Canadian.
I probably said this already on a podcast, but I don't care because all I do is I'm on podcasts. Because what's the difference between my personal life and when there's a microphone in front of me? But I was watching Little Giants, classic film, classic film.
That sounds familiar. The
football players, Rick Moranis versus Al Bundy.
No, I don't know that.
Oh, the Pee-wee, they're like football players, and the icebox is Rick Moranis' daughter who likes to play football, and then Devin Sawa is the quarterback, and they're playing against her uncle who's a legendary football player.
No, I don't know that.
You don't? Wow. See, this is something you miss when you came on over here on that boat there. Mm-hmm, see, mm-hmm. Over here to the United States.
Yeah, like they weren't showing that on the boat.
Yeah,
I'll
tell you that my mom too. Welcome. You guys have something in common. Welcome. You've got films
to watch. I
want to know
what they were showing at her boat. I'm gonna interface with her later.
She took the Trans-Siberian Railroad to get to Holland from Japan.
Damn.
Just so you know. And a Russian-speaking woman gave my mom food in the train car because my mom didn't know you needed food the whole time to get across the railroad. She just thought she was in on a train. She was stupid and young.
Oh, and Russian people will share food for sure.
Yeah, and this woman, like, they had no common language. She's like, oh, this... I think looked at my mom and was like, oh, this bitch didn't bring any food. Like, so... You know what? Shout out to that woman. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We honor you. We honor you. Thank you for holding my mom down on the Trans-Siberian Railroad.
You know what? Huh? Our relationship is maybe what that relationship was the foreshadowing of.
Oh my God.
The truth is out there, I'm saying. The connection between a Russian and a Japanese person that
to
was
think we fought a war
years later. God, so beautiful.
To think we fought each other in the Russo-Japanese. Think what and ikra,
sacrilege
and ikra is ikura. I mean,
yeah,
we
and come on, we're the
come family. On, guys, get on the same page, Putin. Damn it. There's one thing good about this show, it's that we're mending international relationships in a very superficial level that can do not much for most people.
But it does do something
for us
personally.
Exactly. So back to this scammer ass, Ryan and Stephanie. I don't know who's scamming who anymore. Because again, on this show, we are Stephanie Truthers. She is Truman showing herself. She's created
Truman
a whole
Truman showing
world.
Him. Mm-hmm. And I am on his side.
Yeah.
He's like, I literally didn't ask you to buy me anything. So why don't you fuck right off?
That's
and
wild.
And she's like, okay, now let me play the next white savior behavior card. Mm-hmm. What about all the stuff that I've done for you and your family?
Oh, fuck off.
Are you kidding me right now?
Now you were getting off to that shit earlier.
You were gross. You were like, oh, I've bought you and I pay for your salary, black man who doesn't know about it. Yeah. And you know what else? You owe me for me making sure your family doesn't die. Fuck off.
Wow. It sounds like you almost think you're my master bedroom. Never mind. So, yeah, that's the whole back and forth in this conversation.
Master bedroom vibes, Heike.
Oh, 100. I mean, she's. Look, we could do a whole podcast on some of these women on this show and where this is coming from and what it says about our culture at large. But they're not paying us to do all that research for me to be already stressed out because I don't need to do it. But the whole thing with them is that this is a very, it's just so fucked up to see. On one way, she describes it as like, you know, I'm paying for this, like he wants watches or whatever, and he wants this and he wants that, and I want to give it to him, blah, blah, blah. And then him calling her out. Now, I don't know. See, this is the thing. I don't know who to really believe in all of this, but he says, look, I didn't ask for all this shit, but I just want you to know that I don't like your form of conflict resolution, which is just buying me a bunch of shit. Like, I don't want that. That's not the thing that works, like, and I don't appreciate it. And I don't know if that's.
Can you just say you're sorry?
Right.
Woo! And yo, that hit me so deep because my mom has a really hard time saying she's sorry. So she'll like do some shit and then she'll like wait for a couple days. And if I don't come around, she'll like call me and be like, hey, so I made this food you like. You should probably come over and pick it up. Or,
I know.
Hey, so I got these slippers that I think you're going to find really comfortable.
Same, same.
That's how they be, immigrant moms. They
and
can't
I'm just
say
like,
I'm
I get it, fool. Yes.
Okay, I'll They're fucking like, be over for the damn
fucking
shoes.
I remember, yo, I don't care. You know, this is, y'all get this information for listening to this podcast. Not that this is sacred, but I remember when my mom going through menopause, fucking blew the fuck up on me over.
Oh my God,
nothing.
That was the worst.
And
time.
I was stupid as fuck too. So I was like, you know what? Like, I was also fucking on one. And, but then she really, you know, she really fucked, she was on one. And I just remember, like, and this is when I was like, maybe, like, this is around the time I was college, like, just getting like a thing of like, I made all this food. And also, I found out that, I have this VHS tape of this like cool movie that you like and shit, and it was like this, the most abstract peace offering, but it was so like, damn, I know you're sorry because
you
like
what the fuck,
shit. Yeah, you sprinkled a weird VHS tape on this shit too, to like make it something different, and I was like, okay, you know what, I love you, mom. It's okay.
Yeah, you knew what the fuck.
I know. Look, I know how to speak, mom.
Yeah.
And hopefully this doesn't ruin my future relationships. So I know
exactly,
how to say fucking
exactly.
Sorry.
Dude, the first 5 years of me and Max being together, I had to like give myself pep talks before I'd apologize.
Right. Because
it was like
good.
So hard for me.
Do this.
I'd
right.
be like by myself, I'd be like, you don't hate him. You're just mad.
Right,
you
right.
Say shit like I hate you because of the way you were brought up. So right now you're just mad. But really, you still love him. And also, if you think about it, you did wrong. Can you tell him you did wrong? Mm-hmm. And then I would have to just be like, then I would just like approach him and I would just like, with gritted teeth, I'd be like,
yeah, you act
like
you're.
I'm sorry, what was that? I'd be like, you fucking hurt me.
Yeah. It's like you're in charge of ripping out your own pubic hair by hand. You're like,
that is
oh,
how
fuck,
it feels.
I told you, motherfucker, I'm sorry. I made a couple mistakes and I was projecting some bullshit that was going on in my life and I didn't really mean to do that shit. So can we make up? I love you.
This has nothing to do with you. I'm working out some issues.
Okay. I'm sorry. Okay. Can we fuck?
It's true, man. It's so hard. Ooh. When nobody teaches you how to do that shit.
People don't
you're like
know,
learning
yeah.
how to apologize.
Look, we don't all speak the same language. I mean, we speak the same language on a broader level, but not that one. With mm-hmm. certain things, sometimes, yeah, you don't know how to say our thank you. Sometimes they're hard to. I don't even never know. It's different for everybody. But we all know this. And I hope y'all listening will take that into your next fight in your relationship. Take that energy into that. Please, yeah, have big ripping out your pubes apology energy, you know?
Because
that's the strength of, that's a sign of strength. That's a sign of an emotional warrior.
That's what love is. You got to do it. I do want to say that before we wrap up the Stephanie and Ryan thing.
Oh, we're just beginning.
Oh, okay, good. Because one of my favorite quotes that I think should be merch is, I have a sick cat and a business to run.
She's fucking
this
ridiculous.
This bitch is making the cat call her boyfriend Daddy Ryan.
That's honestly, you know, she was typing that in her QAnon Facebook group too. I got a, at this pandemic, I got a sick kid in a pussy hair removal business to run.
I have to peddle women fat injections in this climate.
Ugh. So, you know, good for her. But I love how the balance of power was being sort of rebalanced in this whole conversation. Because she's like, I don't know. I'm trying to hula hoop. The fucking Belizean border is open. It's closed. Opening is delayed. I'm trying to go. I need to fuck. So after just tons of failed phone calls, he finally picks up. And dude. He's just basically first saying, he's like, well, the reason, you know, I'm not picking up is because I'm at work all day at my fake job that you pay for. And I'm just trying to earn this money. I'm on my fucking grind. I'm sorry I don't have time. Even though you pay for my paycheck in an effort to gaslight me and then kind of rearrange my reality a la Truman Show. So, look.
Yo, she's Dark Phoenixing him.
Oh my.
In the truest sense.
Is she?
Oh my God.
Yes. Or whatever you call this. It is some most powerful mutant in the universe shit.
It is,
you know,
some
what I mean?
White woman witchery.
Because I don't know. There's, you know, there's levels of like fucking with people, gaslighting them.
No, this is the highest level we've ever seen.
To embark on a fake. Like a fake job. You know, some people, look, we know people who like work for their, quote unquote, work for their parents.
For their parents. Yep.
You know what I mean? And everybody, they knew what
Elizabeth
it was when they signed up.
From 90 Day Fiancé. Yep, yep.
Or anyone, like even in your personal life, we just know people, like there's people like that. And, but they know what it is. But it's not like their parents are like, I mean, some parents do that, but not to the level of this where it's like, oh, go get a job over at that place. My friend will, you know, give you work if you're a hard worker. That is really something else. And I also wonder, like, what her relationship, like, who this dude is working at the resort. Because he's probably like, oh, my God, a subsidized laborer?
Yeah, this who the fuck great. Is her friend? It's like an Elon Musk ran resort. What
right,
the fuck
right,
is
right.
going on over Ugh. There?
Anyway, so
he's
the
like,
whole
yeah, this
thing
resort
is
basically run by... It employs only fake workers.
Oh, they're my God, the whole resort.
They're all employed by fucking white women who have savior behavior and pay for their salaries from America.
It's wild. I honestly, it started off with me owning a little sort of beach club for them to fuck their young fuck boys in on the beach. And then it became this fake mirage place of employment for them. I don't know. Look, bro. I used
Life
to be a carpenter.
Man. I don't know how this happened.
Yeah, look, I'm from Cedar Rapids, Iowa. I hated the cold. I was a carpenter. I opened this thing up. I'm just trying to do me, okay? And then I met these other, look, whatever, fuck it. And now I have a beautiful resort. And it's very, my cost of operating costs are very low. So yeah, when that whole thing goes back and forth where he's like, you know, she really gets on him. Where she's like, you know what? You think like, I don't know how to love you, or I'm loving you in the worst way. She's like, you used to do nothing until I basically Truman Showed your ass. So don't tell me about how busy you are. But it's just so, the whole thing is she is so used to holding shit over people's heads, or that's her method of being in this relationship, is I'm going to hold this shit over your head financially, whatever, and you'll do whatever the fuck I say.
It's whatever we've been saying from the very first episode of 90 Day Fiancé that we recorded. We were talking about how there is this fucking paradigm of these like older white women who feel entitled to buy a young black man's time and body.
Right.
And it's a whole fucking creepy ass dynamic that we see regurgitated over and over in different ways.
Yeah.
Like, and we've even seen it with someone who's like not that much older, like Ashley, remember?
And Jay,
was like,
yeah,
we're still racist as fuck to Jay. Like, all of it is the same disease. It's just expressed to different, like, levels. And this is the most high-key level of that we've seen so far.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's kind of tripping us out. We didn't know it could be Truman
it's
Show level.
So
like that
dark. Yeah.
So fucked up and dark. And what I really like about so far about what we've seen of Ryan, because this is really our first introduction to him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we haven't seen this much from him, period. Mm-hmm. So, like, one thing that I like about it is you actually get to see for the first time someone very plainly articulate what they feel about the arrangement.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Without exactly. It being, like, diluted by other stuff and other factors.
Right.
Like, he doesn't focus on anything else in this. He just specifically is like, hello.
Yeah.
Can we just very specifically talk about the fact that you don't own me?
Right.
Thanks.
Yeah.
And we've just not seen it put that plainly.
Especially someone who doesn't give a fuck, where he's like, look, if that's what you want to do, then fucking do that. I don't give a fuck. But the problem is he doesn't realize his job will go fucking poof like that.
Of course he doesn't know that.
Which is so fucking...
Which is why it's how it's fucked up that she's like, literally running his life without him knowing it. It's
right.
Just... But she goes through, like, we see her, like, cycle through the levels of, like, entitled white woman savior behavior. Where
right.
She just goes, like, from, like, you're supposed to answer my calls when I call because
right.
I own you.
Right.
Then she goes on to the next thing being, like, I can get you... fucking off of this by going to the embassy tomorrow, mm-hmm. which is the next level of escalation.
Yeah.
And then she puts the cherry on top of that like hideous cake by finally saying, what about what I do for you and your family?
Oh,
and that is when it's the most dirtiest and grossest. Yeah. And it cycles through the whole thing. And you're like, oh, well, nothing is sacred to you.
Well, because it's doing that thing where you're a hostage taker. And you say, give me what I want. I start shooting hostages. And you say, fuck that. I ain't negotiating with you. You're like, all right, bring up the K-1 visa. Oh, for real? All right. Pah! Okay. What about now? Nice. I still don't give a fuck. Okay. Here comes your job or whatever. Some money to you.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. Still not? Mm-hmm. Okay. How about this? How about your family, motherfucker? What about with your family now? And then... Because now I know I think you might be listening. Huh. Because I got your fucking ass. That's when you're like, I'm sorry, Stephanie. Fuck you.
I think I don't know if I'm right, but maybe out of the women we've seen, she might be like the worst.
There's another level. Because, you know, the weird thing is...
Like, Ashley threatened Jay's safety, too.
Yeah.
But, like, this bitch is going after Ryan's family, too.
Well, it's a...
I don't know. It's all real. That's, to me, like, these two are probably the worst
we've
seen.
It's very cynical. And the whole means in which she's trying to exert her power and her will or whatever, it's so insidious. That, yeah, there is something about it that's just like, wow. Like, the other thing is, she was stunned that he didn't care. Because even though when she said that, he's like, I don't give a fuck. I'm from, bitch, I was alive before you was here.
Yeah.
So what the fuck are you going to, like, now you're going to send a hitman after me? Maybe. you know what I mean? Like, he's like, it doesn't matter. Like, even if you took that away, like, fine, we'll live wherever the fuck we have to because we'll do what the fuck we got to.
And she's so controlling that she says one of those classic things where she's like, well, I'm going to have to end this in person once and for all.
Yeah.
Classic abuser controlling behavior. Yeah. No, you don't need to see him again to end it. If it's over, it's over.
But he
stop trying to control that shit.
He sees that, though. You know what I mean? And, like, I credit to him for... sticking up for himself, or their relationship is so fuck. He's like, I know how to fuck with her too. Cause like, all right, do it then. Cause she ain't gonna do it. Cause she's broken inside, and she's a fucking vacuum black hole of emotions, and she will never feel satisfied. And there is no amount of shit Tarkin I can do that can turn her away, because it will never match what happened to her when she was a child. You know what I mean? And that's when we're going to probably see this thing all over the place. And we're like, okay, both these motherfuckers are out their minds. But until then, you'd love to see it. So let's move on to do some a little review action. And some Q&A action that we have heard from the K1s. We asked and we have received knowledge and reviews. So for that, we are forever indebted to you. And we, you know, against all of our managers' beliefs, we will keep this show free. You know what I mean? We thought about putting this behind a paywall and doing it for $70 a month. But they said no one would pay that. And they might be right.
You know what? Touche.
You know what? To that, I say touche. Okay, so what do you got? Do reviews, or actually, let's do reviews first, and yes, then just drop some knowledge bombs after that.
Love it. Okay, here we go. Greatest podcast ever, my honor.
Mm.
Great title. This review is by Lulu Beth 713. 5 stars. I started listening a few weeks ago and felt I had no choice but to go back as far as allowed to listen to every episode available. I believe I can unequivocally declare this is the best podcast of all time. Please make Matthew a recurring character and pass the Clabassier.
Hey, all right.
Pass the Clabassier.
You know what I mean? I said,
pass the Clabassier.
I hear you. You see them girls rolling. You know what I mean? And they look like their ass is straight swollen. And if your man baby sitting, say what you're gonna say. You're gonna tell that brother, pass the Clabassier.
All right, this one is by Bubby's Bub.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my honor, 5 stars. My honor, I solemnly swear, my honor, that this podcast makes me laugh, in all caps, my honor.
Oh.
Laugh hard, my honor. Oh. Stupid hard, my honor.
My honor.
Thank you, Sophia and Miles, for your excellent work. I really needed that. Happy New Year, smiley face.
Oh, happy bless
New
you.
Happy New Year to you, Bubby's Bub. God.
Bubby's Bub. You so know, sweet. That's for everybody. You know what I mean? Even the last one. Bless you. I really needed that right now. You know, thank you.
Yo, we really needed these reviews for real.
Yeah.
It's been dark.
People don't know. They only know, okay, what we
do. I got one more. From Chris Ten Yi,
mm-hmm,
you've won me over. 5 stars. I just love y'all so much that I went back to the beginning to catch up. I suffered through Anna and Marcel, baby girl Lisa and Soldier Boy for all that true elevated experience.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, whoever sleeps on this podcast needs to be sent to Cancelvania.
Oh my God. They will be. They will
perfect
be.
Perfect. Heart emoji. And I would like to highlight a hater.
Okay.
I'm obviously not going to say their handle.
Highlight the hate.
Highlight
actually, no,
the
that's
hate.
Weird. That sounds really weird.
That sounds like a white power chant.
Yeah, something about that. Yeah, yeah. Anyway,
really
but
curdled in my mouth.
But let's see. Shout out the haters.
Yeah, this is a hater. We're not going to say their handle, mm-hmm, but the review name is terrible.
Oh, fuck you.
The review stars are 1.
Oh my God.
And the review is, don't waste your time.
Oh my God. Are you fucking cereal?
My favorite thing is when someone looks up a podcast.
Wait,
called,
that's it?
I'm sorry, 420 Day Fiance. And they say, don't waste your time. Bitch, you're listening to a podcast about 90 Day Fiancé.
They don't know what that means.
High
stupid
people.
Even the logo of people smoking weed and the weed leaves.
Did not fucking tip you off.
Wait, so the whole review is just that? Don't waste your time?
That's it.
That you know what? It. Honestly, shout out to that kind of consumer, though, because that's somebody who probably just saw something and was like, okay, and did it and didn't like it. And to you, we say eat shit. But you know what? You're free to have your opinion, obviously. And we
I mean, I've never hated something so much that's just like made for free that I would leave a negative review. Do you know what I mean? Unless it's like offensive to like period. Mm-hmm. I just wouldn't consume it again. So shout out to being that much of a hater that you channel it into the review.
Honestly, love to the haters. Good for you. Yeah, that's energy. Thank you. We'll take that.
I mean, Kanye wrote a whole song about this.
Which one?
Let's take a shot to the douchebags. Assholes? Yeah, assholes. Yep, mm-hmm. Yep.
We got you. Mm-hmm. Okay. Anyway, what else? Okay, so get to the facts. Straight facts with Miles and Sophia.
So yeah, this is a deep cut. Okay, this message is from Valerie G Molina, on Instagram, and she said, "In episode Swamp Taste, you guys were talking about a Jesus version of Smallville or Dogma." If you haven't, read Lamb by Christopher Moore. It's what you're looking for.
Okay.
Isn't that crazy that
Lamb
exists?
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us.
I just want to say shout out to Christopher Moore. He's dope. We follow each other on Twitter.
Emmanuel, you take away the sins of the world.
But here's the knowledge I'm
grant
about to drop.
Grant us peace. That was brought to you by Christ.
The Spirit.
Spirit. Some people fear it. Some people hear it. That's on Ghostbusters. Remember that shit?
Yeah.
Ow. Okay, anyway, sorry.
Okay, so now I'm dropping some knowledge. Remember okay, how last yes. time you were like, what the fuck are fat injections? Right? That Stephanie was peddling and built her fortune on at her Medi Spa?
Where she was the youth serum.
I give
people
fat injections. And we were like, what is that?
And youth serum, right?
Yes.
Yes.
We were like, please tell us what any of that is.
Yes.
We got a DM from Madison Ingram. Okay. Thank you, Madison.
Maddie Ingy.
And she said, hey, y'all, love the pod. I'm a molecular biologist.
Oh, fuck ooh, yeah.
Shout out. Our K1s are fucking
wow. You know, honestly.
Knowledged that's, up.
What the? I mean, do people even know how fucking, you know.
That's a Molly Bio bonus. That's ooh, plus 100K.
Molly Bio.
Listen, I'm a molecular biologist, okay. And I used to do research at the Buck Institute for the Research of Aging.
Get Buck.
My research was on genetics, but I felt that I could speak to what Stephanie was injecting on last week's episode.
Okay.
According to her Insta, they are sermorelin and HCG shots. Sermorelin causes the pituitary to release growth hormones. So it's basically a steroid. Mm. HCG is a hormone produced by women during ovulation and pregnancy. There are claims that it helps you lose weight, but I found no legitimate research to support that. Hope that helps. Stay high, friends. Peace sign.
Thank you, Molly Bye-Bye.
Maddie Ingram.
Maddie Ingy with the Molly Bye-Bye saying bye-bye to these fucking myths and foolishness and this snake oil that Stephanie's peddling on top of her fucking Truman showing of Ryan. Okay, I like to know that. Thank you.
But yeah, that was some knowledge that I truly is important to us.
Truths.
Because
truths.
We like it when we ask y'all and you're like, this is some shit you need to know about. So that's it.
All right. Well, thank y'all for coming through. We'll be back with more later on. You know, we just keep this motherfucker rolling. Until then, check out 420 Day Fiance on Twitter and Instagram at 420 Day Fiance. And twitch.tv.
Check out the heat we've been getting from Julia.
Oh, yeah.
Julia.
Yeah, she really been fucking it. I'm telling you, if they can get around whatever contracts these people got to speak out, maybe we have to use a voice changer. And she's like, I have a right to come in silence. And we're like, yes, you're under witness protection. we'll have to make that work. 420 Day Fiancé is a production of iHeartRadio. So for more podcasts, get the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Until then, I've been Sophia Alexandra. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at TheSophia, S-O-F-I-Y-A. Also on my other podcast, Private Parts Unknown, with Courtney Kozak, and my other comedy album called Father's Day. Boom. And sometimes you can catch me on my Zoom comedy show. What are the details of that again?
It's called Coping Mechanism. It's every 2 weeks. A bunch of K-1s were on the Zoom show this Saturday, and it was nice to see y'all. So, hey, come back.
Thank you for coming.
And as always, I've been Miles Gray. You can catch me on my other podcast, The Daily Zeitgeist.
Wow.
Every day with Jack O'Brien. And you can obviously catch me on my social meds. I am at Miles of Gray on Instagram and Twitter. That's Gray with an A. Catch me there.
Exactly. Say less. And until then, we'll just be flying in the sky, you know, with young Jesus. All right. We love you. Bye.
420 Day Fiancé.